Transitioning from military life to civilian life can be difficult for many veterans. Northeastern University is hoping an improv workshop will help its veteran students find their voice. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Improv for Northeastern veterans was the idea of Air Force veteran Andrew McCarty. He's the director of the university's Center for the Advancement of Veterans and Service Members. Before the service, he was an amateur actor.
When I got out, for some reason, I found that sometimes I had a stutter, I tripped over my words, I was thinking too much, and it slowed my speech down. And I went from being confident in front of 500 people to sometimes not being able to find my voice around a conference table of, you know, a handful of people. And I felt like it was limiting me professionally and socially as well.
McCarty soon found other vets had the same experience.
I didn't know that this was a thing. I didn't know that other people had the same challenge. And so when I realized that other vets were experiencing the same thing and were held back in the same way that I was held back, it really, you know, solidified the fact that I got to make this happen.
Other veterans lost their voice when they came out of the military. In the Marines, former Northeastern student Max Spahn learned how to be a leader.
And then I lost that when I got out. I feel like I lost my voice that I had learned in the military. And a lot of it was because, you know, when you're in, you know what you're talking about, so you can speak off the cuff and not worry about making mistakes. But now, you know, for me, interviews, leading my meetings, things like that, where I'm not 100% an expert on the material, I lose my confidence to be able to, you know, think on the fly. And hopefully this will help.
The veterans start with a very basic exercise to loosen up.
It's called the 8-count shakeout, okay? So what it is you are going to go through each limb 8 times. So you're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2,
their instructor 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, is a veteran himself. He's Joey Lopez from Improv Asylum.
I started improv at the Air Force Academy. We started our own little improv team.
After a month, the skits get more sophisticated. In this one, the veterans play a character from a movie. They have to explain why they're late, and the others guess what movie they're talking about.
Sorry I was late.
Hey, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
It's cool. So I was running this bar, and you know, this woman came in that, you know, we used to be together, and she was there with her new lover, and they were, you know, they needed help, and they needed to get away, and I needed to help them. And, you know, the police were after them, and the military was after them, and, you know, it ended up getting real messy. You know, in the end, a whole bunch.
Stop loss?
What?
Stop loss?
No. And, I mean, I shouldn't even be going, it was because it was a long time ago that this happened. But, I mean, it still held me up. I was just thinking about it. And, it was in, it was in Morocco, you know, and
Yeah, nice. No, that's great.
The month-long workshop has taught Max Spahn confidence.
Being in here and everyone being weird, just let me know, you know, no one cares. No one cares what you're saying as long as you get your point across and you're happy with what you say. You know, you can have fun with life. And I wish we could do this again every week. I want to keep doing this every week. I think, like I said, I might come in the morning with Andy and start doing 8-count shakes just to start the day and whatnot.
There have also been some lessons for program founder Andrew McCarty.
Communication is important. It can be a struggle for some veterans, not all veterans, but it can be a hurdle that we have to overcome as we transition back into the civilian world. And this is one avenue to approach dealing with that hurdle.
McCarty is planning more workshops at Northeastern's Boston campus, and if he gets the funding, at cities and military installations across the Eastern Seaboard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.